This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A megachurch volunteer was sentenced this month to 75 years in prison after he was found guilty of molesting multiple young boys at the church. In the last 3 years, it's the fourth person at this church to be formally accused of sexually abusing children. Find out more after this break.
God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
Jacob Robert Lee Haslett, a 29-year-old man, was found guilty on Thursday, December 13th, of molesting young boys during his time as a volunteer at the Charleston, South Carolina megachurch, New Spring Church. There was video evidence of Haslett leading four boys as young as 3 years old to the bathroom and abusing them there, and at least one child tried to push him away. Haslett, who no longer serves at New Spring Church, was found guilty and sentenced to 75 years in prison by the judge, according to the Associated Press. The Post and Courier noted that since 2016, at least four men working in varying capacities for New Spring have been accused of sexual misconduct with youngsters. Former pastor Perry Noble was also fired from the church in 2016 after engaging in alcohol abuse. Please pray that this church takes decisive action to truly stop trends of abuse within its midst, and particularly pray for the children who were abused and their families. And if you appreciate this story, you can find many more stories, books, and resources at shop.charismamag.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.